Everyone, it's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is putting things together. He's making things right among those who love Him. And He's going to show the world who He is by those who love Him, by those who put Him first, by those who receive guidance from the Holy Spirit. Every word that the Holy Spirit gives you, every thought, all the guidance He gives, you have to believe it, or it will do you no good. It is written in Habakkuk that the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Every progression in life that is of God, you have to believe it. You have to receive what he's saying, and it's up to you to believe it. And if you believe it and act on it, it works. And then you're in a condition where you just cannot fail. And I thank the Lord for that. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. He loves us. He gave us his best, his very best. When he gave us a Savior, he sent his only begotten Son. He became a man. He became a man, and he laid his life down and died for us. And he showed us the ways of God. And like we said last broadcast, how everything, every move of God, the enemy tries to infiltrate it. And in Israel, since he couldn't defeat them naturally, he tried to seduce them with idolatry. And when God judged idolatry in the days of Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel and Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, the Lord judged their idolatry. And after that, they started studying the word. But they looked at it differently. Instead of looking at it the way God wrote it, they looked into it with their own opinions. And the enemy, Satan, infiltrated the people of God with lies, false precepts, false teachings, false guidance, until when the word came to them, because Jesus Christ is the word made flesh. When the word of God came to them, they didn't even know him. It's so important to stay focused on what God is saying and have faith in his true word. But when people believe wrong, they read into the word of God what the way that they believe. And instead of mixing faith with the truth of God's word, they live according to what they believe or what they've agreed with in place of what God truly said. And it happens so easy when people don't try to live after God's word. When you do what he say do, it works every time. I can share many stories that when I obeyed God's word, how it worked. It's very important to watch, to look, to learn. I told my children, don't just take my word for it. Look around. See what people are doing. And ask yourself, are they happy with what they're doing? When it's not right, look at the outcome. Are they satisfied with the outcome? And when they do the right thing, when they operate according to God's love and his wisdom, are they happy with their outcome? I like being able to conquer. I like being able to have authority over Satan. I like being able to win. When all odds are against me, when I'm outnumbered, I can still win. Listen to what Habakkuk said. This is Habakkuk 2 and 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it, it shall speak and shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. If you love God at all, believe on Jesus Christ. Take him at his word. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you enter the kingdom of God. Obey him as a king. Don't obey God as a president. You really don't have to do what the president say do in America. Because whatever he wants to do, even if it's a good idea, it has to be voted on in the House and in the Senate. And if they vote it down, it don't become law, and you don't have to live by it. But what God's put forth, it's out of love for you. Every commandment he gave, it was designed to help you be at your very best. He never bothered giving people a commandment that was not designed to help them. Even the law, as bitter as that law was, the law was only designed to expose the fact that we were in sin, that we were born in sin, to show us that we need a Savior. And once we have a Savior, we're back in the kingdom again. The law was not designed to make a man righteous. Now, the commandments he gave Adam were different. He said, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and have dominion over it. Subdue it and have dominion over it. Those five commandments he gave our father Adam, is he was talking to a man that loved him, that was willing to walk in love. He was talking to someone who wanted to build his life. And you take that same five principles, those same five commandments, and you can build your life. But you have to structure your life with God's word. It's dangerous to be opinionated against God's word, because the enemy will put you at odds with what God is truly saying, so that you cannot build your life. You're just going to have to bother to read God's word and let it soak in your heart. And the Holy Spirit will help you interpret it. Every time the Holy Spirit speaks, every time he gives you insight, it's always up to us to mix faith with it. He has so much to say, so many things to guide us into. And sometimes people are afraid of drawing near to God because they're afraid that he'll give them something to do. But I promise you, if he gives you anything to do, you're going to have a deep desire in your spirit to do it. It's going to be in your heart. The first gift that comes with his assignments is peace. And as you do it, your joy increases. If you try to just comfort your own life by yourself in some corner or in some mansion, you're not going to be nowhere near as joyous as you will as you obey God. So even if he does select you to do something, you're going to have peace and your joy will increase if you receive that assignment and do it and make it happen. And it doesn't have to be easy. It's not always, everything he do is not always easy. But Jesus said, my burdens, they're light. Some things, you know, it's hard work, but there's joy in it. My work keeps me young. I love what God, I wouldn't have it any other way. Because as the Holy Spirit guides me and he showed me what to do, I know that the works that he give me to do, it helps people. Jesus went about doing good. If you follow his leadership, you'll be able to do things that others struggle with. And he'll help them see a better way of doing things. Remember, these are the end times. All these messages in this segment is about the end times. Don't you want to be the best you can be in the end times? Don't you want to help people avoid the coming problems that are associated with the end times? I want people to live. I want all my relatives, cousins, friends, and everybody that's willing to go to heaven. If there's somebody I can help by ministering God's word, I want to do it. Because even people I don't know, they are strangers to me, but not to God. And God loves every one of us. And it's senseless for anybody to go to hell. Even if you've done something wicked and wrong, and you know it, and you might think God don't want you anymore. If you had gotten saved, you wouldn't have did what you had done. He can see you on his side, just like you see yourself in this world. He can see outcomes of what will happen if people get saved. When a man gets saved, he's changed from the inside out. And to make things look normal, the enemy tries to infiltrate God's works on the inside. And from the inside of people, he give people thoughts, temptations, to neutralize what God is doing in their life. Because he know that God don't deal with sin. He know that God hates sin. So he try to get us involved with some kind of sin. And he always try to make it convenient. Don't say nothing. Don't do nothing. Don't take a stand. Sit down. Don't say nothing. Ignore what they're doing. You don't have to be a busybody, but when you take a stand to do what's right, you don't even have to say anything most of the time. When you do what you're supposed to be doing, it already exposes people for doing whatever they're doing. It exposes all forms of darkness. If you do what you're supposed to do, if you live according to Christ's way, if you take that stand, you're already exposing darkness for what it is. And it doesn't matter where you are. Some people need to take a stand at church and not compromise. I don't believe in, you know, I know the sin will kill you, but I love the people. I love everybody. And I want them in the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of darkness. I want them to know that they are invited. I want them to know that God is good. And I can't explain that unless I live the life. Because if you're a hypocrite, when you walk away, they're going to talk about you. But when you take a stand, they may not like the light when it comes around, but they can't ignore it. And as you continue, they'll see better. God's ways work. His ways, they work. They change the facts on the ground. people that want to do the right thing, they'll grow in courage. I put it this way, and the Lord showed me this through reading the Kings. I studied the Kings for a few months. And listen to me good. Everybody that's in charge of something, if they're in charge of it long enough, the whole organization will take on their personality because they're in charge and people are looking to them. If a criminal becomes head of anything, if a criminal is a mayor or a governor, he's going to hire people that's like him. And everybody that's apt to steal, they're going to get on his bandwagon and find a way to steal. And they'll feel invincible. They'll feel like they got to get out of jail free card. And eventually his whole organization would be just like him. And people who yield to what he's doing, they'll be in it. But you take a man that won't steal, that live by God's principles, when he come around, everybody gonna start, they're gonna stand up straighter. They're gonna try to look like they're not doing something. Because the light walked in. And that's exactly what this world need, or it'll implode. Without people that have morals and standards and God's light, everything will fall apart like Detroit did. It got so bad that GM pulled out and then the whole city just rotted. But if you get a mayor that loves God or has principles, he's going to attract people like him. I know that there's always somebody there that'll do wrong. But when the standard is set, people will obey it. They won't try as hard to do wickedly. And when there's enough light around, people still, they stay in check. That's just the way it is. Whenever Israel had a righteous king, they did what was right. They obeyed God's principles, even if they didn't like them. But when they had a wicked king, they ended up being just as idolatrous as he was. Until the whole, to God had to just remove them off the earth. Let them go into captivity. Their idolatry couldn't help them in captivity. The Lord had me write a book about that called The Spirit of Egypt. And it's on the website, livingletterministries.com. It's on the Living Letters page, The Spirit of Egypt. Live with your eyes open because God loves you. And he always will. His principles work. When you live according to his word, when you live by your faith in his word, my friend, it works. And it works good. Now we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to teach those who love and seek his ways. And I thank the Lord for that. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.